This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
All right, Dr. Jerry Corsi is with me now. And I just want to say this before we bring Dr. Corsi in. I have decided in the third hour I'm going to open up the phone lines. As of right now, it's guest-free. So in the third hour, we may hear from Alex Jones, but I am going to open up the phone lines. We may even dip into that in the second hour. Specifically, though, what should we do about the smartphones? What should we do as we are going down the... I kind of like the analogy I said actually last night. We're diving deeper and deeper and deeper into this technology, but are we going to get so deep that we can no longer come back up to the surface? Is it no longer an option? Or do we pause now and wonder, maybe we should go back up to the surface for a minute and reconsider what we've seen so far? So I'm going to open up the phone lines maybe later in this hour, but definitely in the third hour for that. But in the meantime, Dr. Jerry Corsi joins me now. Now, Dr. Corsi, there's two developments happening right now domestically that I'd kind of like to get in with, with you here. You've got the Mueller prosecutor saying that Manafort should be put in jail for tampering with witnesses. It's my view that's what they're doing. You've got them using this Papadopoulos situation as a, shall we say, catalyst to get the spying going on the Trump campaign, which we're now learning may have even dated back to as early as April 2015, certainly July 2015. What do you think about the Papadopoulos story, where it looks like that was real witness tampering by the deep state? But then you've got kind of on another wing here that's not going away but not getting the press attention, the Imran Awan and the Awan brothers investigation, where they're hiding money, they're trying to flee the country. Wasserman Schultz freaks out about the server, threatens the police, now threatening officials, apparently screaming at them, says the Daily Caller. So just in this short segment, Dr. Corsi, what do you think we need to get into here in the next half hour?
Well, I mean, I think you're first of all right. We just got 500 new pages from the Senate of the Swarczyk page text messages, and they made clear that Papadopoulos was an agent of the federal government who wore a wire. So he was an agent going back to December 2015, which is way before James Comey argued that we started the counterintelligence investigation. Comey said that was in July 2016. And it appears that we had our FBI agent Papadopoulos go to London, talk to more CIA agents, and there's two figures, Stephen Halper and the Australian, this guy Dowdney. And so we had a whole bunch of our spies talking to our CIA agents in order to create the falsified story, that Trump was colluding with Russia. It appears to have been a entrapment scheme going back to December 2015, and that's pretty startling. That's pretty amazing, actually. And what I find in the other part of this, I'm sorry about that.
We'll that's all right. Why don't you hit ignore on that, and I'll just take over for a second here. Yeah, and it's amazing, too, because, again, when you look at the Papadopoulos situation, you mentioned the, I think it was it Downer? I always forget his name for some reason, too. And you look at how Papadopoulos was kind of thrown around and tossed around there to get the reason to spy. But then you get the newly redacted 500 texts that show that they were sending spies in. They admit it in these texts as soon as 2015. And we find out that Stephen Halpert, who was Comey's spy, Comey's link, was reintroduced on the payroll as early as July 2015, of course, a month after Trump announced. So all the dots are starting to connect here, Dr. Corsi.
And what it's connecting into is a entrapment scheme of spies and CIA agents that were designed even before Donald Trump was in the primaries to penetrate his campaign and pollute it with his Russian collusion narrative. I mean, this is clearly an entrapment scheme, and I'm maintaining a coup d'etat scheme. And then with the Awan brothers, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I think, is really in it very, very deep, and it needs to be more thoroughly investigated.
Yeah, I'm wondering if she's not freaking out because she knew about that money laundering. We're going to be right back with Dr. Corsi.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I'll tell you, it's incredible. I mean, everything's pretty much incredible when it comes to this Russian collusion probe. But now, you wonder, how did this happen where the FBI and Clapper admit to spying on the Trump campaign? You get the declassified texts that admit they were spying on the Trump campaign. You get the unredacted texts that talk about luring people in with intelligence assets. You get the documents of Stephen Halper getting rehired onto the FBI in July 2015, a month after Trump announced he was running. You got all these foreign intelligence assets like Christopher Steele and Downer with their connections to spreading false information and using that to then get the quote unquote reason to get a FISA warrant to spy on President Trump, which was actually just using paid for Clinton opposition research, which was fake. Did the FBI know it? Did the FISA courts know it? Did Obama know it? I would bet yes, but I guess we're still waiting to find that out. But perhaps the most amazing thing, Dr. Corsi, is what we're seeing now, where even though they're admitting they spied, they've used about six different terms to say spy now, but they have said spy, you know, human resource officer, intelligence officer, you know, whatever. They use all these different terms. Spying. They were spying on the Trump campaign. They admit it. But Dr. Corsi, somehow, some way, Vox, New York Times, even though they originally printed the story that they were spying on Trump, they all say there was no spying on Trump. They're making up fake news. There was no spying on Trump. We're like, wait a second. The people that did it just admitted they did it. Now you're gaslighting me, telling me it didn't happen? I mean, is that not the most incredible thing, where even the people that spied have admitted they spied? We have the declassified documents. We have the unredacted text. We know they spied. And you still have news outlets that are claiming that it never happened, your fake news for saying it? I mean, if this isn't 1984 level, I don't know what is, Dr. Corsi.
Well, I think, Owen, you pegged it. I think that's exactly right. And what I think most people don't appreciate is that we're at the end, I think, of the first phase, which I've always typified as the attempt to get Donald Trump impeached. And this is a failed effort now. And I see all the signs with Giuliani saying, you know, first of all, Donald Trump tweeting out that he could pardon himself, which, by the way, he could.
First of all, I don't even know why that became a story. But just to clarify, the only thing Trump couldn't pardon himself on is impeachment, which they don't have.
Well, but see, and the point is the point of that was to say, to taunt to Mueller and say, go ahead and impeach me. If you got it, bring it. And then Giuliani is basically saying the same thing, saying, I don't know if we'll testify, even if you subpoena us. We'll take it to the Supreme Court. Now, they're calling Mueller's bluff. And this is the end game here of the impeachment attempt, because Trump has decided to go ahead and play hardball. He's going to call the bluff. Show me your cards, Mueller. What do you got? You want to go to the Supreme Court subpoena me? Fine. You want to impeach me? Fine. Otherwise, you've got nothing. and I could pardon myself and walk free and end your whole deal tomorrow. Now, Trump won't pardon himself, again, for political reasons, but the point is, the messages have been communicated and received by Mueller, and now Mueller's bluff has been called, and it's up to Mueller to see what he wants to do. And I think Trump will be happy to go to the Supreme Court. I think Trump will win at the Supreme Court.
Well, it's my understanding, too, that the only reason this story of Trump pardoning himself really became a story was because you had the Clinton operative George Stephan Olivas, George Stephanopoulos, who literally started in media as a Clinton operative, huge Clinton supporter. He has an interview with Giuliani where he's basically just forcing the question, just forcing the issue, like, would he pardon himself? Could he pardon himself? Will he pardon himself? Just forcing it, and then you know how it goes, and then it becomes a media story. So this is how the operatives work. Step on all of us, George Step on all of us at ABC, bores into Giuliani, forces home the question of, would he pardon himself? Then it becomes a big headline, even though there was nothing really there, except a Clinton operative forcing it into the mainstream news.
Well, you're right exactly in terms of how these operatives for Clinton and work. But I think what I'm trying to point out is that there's another story here, and that is that Giuliani played Stephanopoulos for a chump because Giuliani was happy to say that Trump could pardon himself because that forces the hand. In other words, he's communicating not to Stephanopoulos but to Mueller. If you got anything on me, you want to impeach me, bring it. Otherwise, I'm not testifying. We're going to the Supreme Court, and I'm shutting you down. These are all endgame moves. These are all calling Mueller's bluff, which means that Trump has decided to expose that Mueller's got nothing and put an end to Mueller's prosecution efforts. That's what this is really all about.
So I estimate, then, with the most recent story coming out of this, Manafort attempted to tamper with witnesses, Mueller prosecutors say. Every other claim they've made has really been true about them. So I'm now, I mean, you learn how to play these guys really, really quickly. So it's my estimation now that they realize that it's them that are guilty of tampering with witnesses. It's Mueller that's guilty of tampering with witnesses, trying to get them to, quote-unquote, flip on Trump. There's nothing to flip on. But they're the ones that have been tampering with witnesses, tampering with Papadopoulos, tampering the whole time with Spygate, lying about it. Maybe we spied. Oh, we spied for your protection. Oh, well, we weren't spying. So it's to me, it's them that have been tampering with witnesses. Now they realize, oh, that could come back and haunt them. So they're pointing the finger at Manafort. I mean, this is what they do. The Russian collusion, I mean, everything. Do you think that's what's going on with this new narrative that they're saying Manafort tampered with witnesses, Dr. Corsi?
Yes, I think it's exactly what's going on, that Mueller has always badgered. Mueller's a crooked prosecutor. We know this back to the Enron days. He badgers witnesses. He tells them that he's going to do all kinds of horrible things if they don't produce the story he wants, threaten to indict them. Now, what he's denying here is Manafort's right to understand what these witnesses are going to say. Manafort has a right to prepare his testimony. He's got a right to talk to Mueller's witnesses. What Mueller's afraid of is that Manafort is going to discover that these witnesses were tampered with, and that's going to be another cause for Mueller to motion the court for a mistrial on prosecutorial misconduct. And I'm certain that Mueller did badger the witnesses and that there is prosecutorial misconduct because that's Mueller's M.O. He does it all the time.
Now, let's get into Flynn here in the last 2 minutes of this segment. It looks more and more, as we're learning more about this, that Flynn was the target of spying, perhaps even before Trump. And now you're looking at a situation with General Flynn, how he pleads guilty to a crime he didn't commit just to avoid all the legal damages and everything. Now they're saying new evidence is going to clear him of that. Well, he was already cleared. You know, but I'm beginning to wonder, looking at Flynn's situation, where if not for his own personal safety, why he declared guilty, even though he was innocent, he realized that he was perhaps even a bigger target before Trump of the deep state, knowing all the knowledge and information he had. And then once he became linked up with Trump, that's when they became really threatened and started spying on Trump. But what is your estimation right now of Flynn's involvement in this, as we now learn that they were perhaps spying on Flynn years before Trump?
Well, I don't think Flynn lied. And I think we now know, I think you're right, that the It was to get Flynn because the prosecutors thought he would turn evidence against Donald Trump on the Russian collusion. But, you know, Flynn did not lie. And again, it's Mueller's prosecutorial misconduct. Flynn had to sell his house to defend himself. Mueller said, if you don't plead guilty, I'm going to investigate criminally your son, was acting as the PR assistant for General Flynn at this time. And we just learned in the last 2 days that Sally Yates lied, that she came over to the White House and said that Flynn was not under investigation. And when Trump fired Comey, he had no reason to believe that Flynn was going to be indicted. This whole thing was saying, no, Flynn did not lie, he did not lie. And then Strozek and McCabe changed the interrogation report, which also Mueller did not give over to the defense. He violated the Brady rule. This thing stinks. The whole prosecution of Flynn stinks.
They broke all these laws because they didn't think Trump would win. And they knew if Hillary would have won, they wouldn't have to deal with any of this. Now they're scurrying about like cockroaches getting shown the light, and they don't know what to do. They're about to get stepped on and squashed.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation. at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I've got a couple things on my desk right here before we get back with Dr. Corsi. I've got the Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste with the colloidal silver and nascent iodine in it. And then I've got the Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle right here with the same silver and iodine formula right there in a spray bottle. Now, let me explain to you what's so incredible about these two products. First of all, the toothpaste here, everybody uses toothpaste, all right? At least I hope. It's dentist recommended. You use toothpaste. So why not use the best toothpaste and shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com? And why this is so incredible, not only is this a great product, not only is this a fantastic toothpaste that I use here, look at the reviews, 3,500 reviews, 4.8 stars. And you got it on special right now. What is this, 20% off right now, guys? 20% off Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste. So if you're not getting your toothpaste from InfoWarsStore.com, why not? And if you would, if everybody that listened to this broadcast this week went to InfoWarsStore.com and got Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste and then just decided to switch to Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste, we could expand to be 24 hours live probably by the end of this year, and it would not be near the financial burden that it is with the expansion of the live programming, the hiring more crew or anything. So that's what makes Super Blue fluoride-free toothpaste so incredible. Not only is it a great product, everybody use it, it could fund everything we do here. Then you have the Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Now, I bit my lip on, I think it was either Friday or Saturday. I bit my lip bad and had a huge cut in my lip. And it's frustrating when you deal with this. It gets swollen, then you bite it again, and then it's bleeding again. It's like, what do you do? And then I thought, wait a second. Why don't I use the Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle and spray it on there? I sprayed it on there Sunday, Monday, and now Tuesday, it's almost totally gone. That's the power of colloidal silver that we now have in the spray bottle. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle Spray, which is also 20% off. So, great products. Those are just two examples at InfoWarsStore.com. And then your support, of course, goes right back into everything we do here, expanding here, hiring more crew, more writers, more reporters, getting more live broadcasts going. That's what we're doing at InfoWarsStore.com. So, your support at InfoWarsStore.com is key to all of that. All right. Now, let's bring in Dr. Corsi again. And I want to get into the Wasserman-Schultz story here. So first of all, you've got, Dr. Corsi, the developing Imran Awan investigation that's, for the most part, gone uncovered, unmentioned. He's hiding money. They're laundering money. He's getting paid millions by Democrats. His credentials don't really meet the requirements for the IT work that they were hiring for millions of dollars, the Awan brothers. He tries to escape the country. Now he's hiding money. All of this stuff is going on, of course, directly related to Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was using the Awan brothers. But then you have, of course, after Wasserman Schultz threatening the police, now she's apparently screaming at House officials to kill the hacking probe, and she's intervening in the Pakistani criminal matter. That's the Awan investigation. Now, I'll just ask you this, Dr. Corsi, and feel free to take this wherever you want. Why is Debbie Wasserman Schultz freaking out so much? Is Debbie Wasserman Schultz freaking out so much because she knows, perhaps maybe even was in on the money laundering by the Awan brothers. That's why they were paying them so much money. Or, as some are suggesting, she might know the secrets behind the Seth Rich unsolved murder. Those are just two ideas that are being floated around. But Jerry Corsi, Dr. Corsi, what do you think is making Debbie Wasserman Schultz panic?
Well, let's look at the what these Awan brothers were doing. They were, first of all, running a lot of the computer systems for many of the members of Congress, Democratic members of Congress. And they had access to their classified and security information. Now, I have no doubt that this was an intelligence operation for the Awan brothers. And they're getting this information, my guess is, over to radical Islamic terrorist groups in the Middle East, probably in Pakistan. And here, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who authorized these guys to be involved and supported them, is also, and consequentially, guilty of violating national security requirements for handling classified material. So the whole thing can come down as a major spy scheme that Debbie Wasserman Schultz allowed to be put in place and championed even to this day. I think what she's scared of is facing charges that may put her in prison for spying, espionage, and the use of misuse of classified information through the Awan brothers that could put her in prison for the rest of her life.
So what does that make Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Is she then a spy for Pakistan? I mean, what advantage does she have bringing in these Pakistanis to essentially what appears to be stealing information?
Well, you're going to find this was an entire operation in the Obama administration, this tilt toward radical Islam. You know, even John Brennan, who I'm convinced was a Muslim, was not allowing you to say radical Islamic terrorism. If it had anything to do with Islam, it couldn't be terrorists, so the terrorists had to be not Islam. Now, that's a principle of, that's one of the five pillars of Islam, never say anything bad about Islam. And you had Huma Abedin, who was an operative working with Hillary, putting all the State Department classified emails on her Yahoo account. All she had to do is give her Yahoo password and username. To anybody in the Middle East, they could read everything from the State Department she was downloading. So between the Awan brothers and then Huma Abedin, our enemies, the Muslim terrorists in the Middle East, could have been reading all the classified information that was going through Congress and the State Department. It's pretty shocking, but I think that's really what's at the bottom of this. They're both, Hillary and Wasserman Schultz, are worried about going to prison for the rest of their life for espionage.
But Abedin, I say, yeah, okay, she directly... Wouldn't surprise me if she was a spy, a foreign spy. You know, is Hillary so stupid she didn't realize it? I doubt it. But that I would understand. So I would understand Abedin's role as a spy. But I'm still confused at what Wasserman Schultz is thinking. Or is she really just a total moron? I mean, that to me is the two things here, Corsi. Like, is she a spy too? Or like, what is she thinking? Or is she just that stupid?
No, she's not stupid at all. There's two things involved. One is the culture of the Obama administration was to do everything under the table they could to tilt to the Muslim Brotherhood, including in Egypt supporting the Muslim Brotherhood, taking over Mubarak, and then cutting off the aid when al-Sisi took over. So there's a culture here to get intelligence information to help the Muslim Brotherhood, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary think they're doing their appointed task under the table. And secondly, they're getting very well paid for it. I'm sure the money laundering was being shared in some form with Wasserman Schultz. I doubt she
did. See, I think we're getting into something here, because why were they paying the Awan so much money, ridiculous amounts, millions and millions, that they were then laundering unless they were taking a little bit of that money for themselves? We're going to have more of this with Dr. Corsi on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species.
The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
You know, I saw a story on the Drudge Report today that said 70% of Americans polled are burnt out on news, and that most of them actually were conservative or Republican leaning. I can relate to that. But I think about it a little deeper. And I think I realize what the frustration here is, Dr. Corsi. You know, we know what happened with the Obama administration spying on Trump. We know what happened with Hillary Clinton rigging the primaries against Bernie Sanders. We know what happened with the illegal emails, the illegal servers, Wasserman Schultz involvement in that, and then Comey writing Clinton off for all the illegal behavior. We know about Huma Abedin having the classified information on an illegal server. And it's like, here we are, we know all this, we know about Mueller. Now more people are even calling Mueller out for the botched 9/11 investigation, where his
running of the FBI could be to blame for that. But we sit here, Dr. Corsi, seemingly banging our heads against the wall with the same facts and the same information, hoping that the walls of deceit, that the walls of misjustice, that the walls of treason get broken down, and yet we're barely even seeing cracks yet. We're still waiting for the IG report to come out. But really, doesn't this all come down to President Trump, Dr. Corsi? Doesn't this all come down to when the president decides that he's going to be the president and stop this madness?
Well, I think, yeah, I want you to see what I see, and that is that President Trump has already started to end Mueller. That's why I say he's basically called Mueller's bluff. Impeach me, or let's go to the Supreme Court and debate whether you can subpoena me to testify, because I'm not testifying, and you can't impeach me. And Trump is going to win on both of those. Now, what I see next, and it's very frustrating, because people are saying, you know, this is double standard of justice. The Clintons are never going to face any justice. It's going to be, we're going to know all these crimes were committed, and they're going to get swept under the rug. When I wrote Killing the Deep State, I said there were three phases. If you read it, I encourage people really to read it. The second phase is the Trump counterattack. And for the next two or three years, what we're going to see, I believe, is Donald Trump systematically, and I think he'll take a new special prosecutor. So I don't think you can have the Justice Department investigate itself. But I think you're going to see Donald Trump systematically bring these deep state criminals to justice. And I'd say phase three ends close to the end of the first term, with military tribunals and Donald Trump bringing up issues of treason, with the defendants being as high as Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Now, I've known Donald Trump a long time, and I can see him confidently playing this game out. So what I'm looking at is that right now we feel frustrated, but over the next couple of years with what I think is coming, we're going to feel that justice is finally being restored to the United States. And the support that Donald Trump has will double or triple. I mean, Donald Trump is going to be, I think, regarded as one of the most successful presidents in American history. And he's well on his way to doing that after the first 500 days. Just be patient, because watch and see. Look at the signs. We are right now in the end game of the first phase of this chess match, which is the attempt to impeach Donald Trump, and it's failed. Now Donald Trump is going to systematically shut down Mueller's operation, and I see it coming. I see the pieces coming into place to make that happen.
So you really think that he's got this all planned out to be done in his first 4 years?
I think a lot of it, yes, I do. I think that the first 4 years are going to have to be devoted to cleaning up the deep state. I mean, there's significant accomplishments. Donald Trump's going to try to make the tax cuts permanent for individuals. He's going to make sure we get a deal with North Korea and Iran.
Well, here's my thing, though, just to cut you off before you get going down that road, is that stuff he reassures and cements for at least four more years after winning again in 2020, which I fully expect him to win again in 2020. I don't think it'll even be much of a race. So I feel like that kind of stuff he can continue to go down with in 2020 as far as his legacy is concerned. And then who knows what happens in 2024. The political landscape is going to be so different than I'm not even going to try to predict what could be happening or what will happen. But my concern is that even though I expect him to win in 2020, if he doesn't get it done in 4 years, he understands that he has no guarantee of another 4 years, so he has to get it done in 4 years. He has to put Obama testifying on Spygate under oath within his first, 4 years, because there's no guarantee he has another four.
Well, I think the first 4 years are going to be devoted to the counterattack, and then the end game of the counterattack, which is the military tribunals and treason charges, the bureaucracy will have to be massively cleaned up. And you're firing, I'd fire 95% of the people. Maybe that's not even enough. I'd close down different bureaus.
Oh, I'd shut down the CIA. I'd shut down the CIA and the FBI immediately.
Well, I'd have term limits on serving in the bureaucracy, as well as term limits in serving in Congress. But I want to prefigure what I see the next term for Donald Trump could be after 2020. What I see is that he's going to tackle then even bigger questions like getting rid of the Federal Reserve, getting rid of the U.S. debt, handling the entitlement problems that we have of out-of-control entitlement spending, which is taking 60-70% of our budget these days and is no control in sight in the future. Those are the problems Donald Trump, I think, will have to tackle in the second administration. And I really see it. I mean, I want everybody to kind of understand that, you know, we should be hopeful right now because having survived the attempt to impeach Donald Trump, and right now Mueller is costing the Democrats votes in the midterms because the Democrats are screwed.
Yeah, no, the Democrats are in big trouble.
They have only a negative hate Trump policy. You can't win elections on a negative platform. That or Me Too or Bernie Sanders, and I thought that
which have both backfired on them for right. The total frauds that they are. But I want to just ask you one more question, actually, because I forgot to bring this up. Have you seen Michael Hayden's new book by any chance?
I have not seen it yet. No, I know it's out, but there's several of them I have not caught up on. That's one of them.
I'd like to talk to you about that because it's interesting. Sure. I'd rather wait for you to actually get some intel on it before we talk about it. But I'll just give you kind of the groundwork with my understanding. I didn't read all of it, but I've read excerpts, I've read reviews of it, and other people that read it and covering it. I was surprised. Apparently, Michael Hayden writes this book and essentially blames Trump for the collapse of the intelligence agency, and it's kind of an anti-Trump book. But we were all of this belief, and it was our understanding that it was Michael Hayden that went to Trump originally when he found out about the spying. To tell Trump about that so that he could respond, in whatever manner he deemed. So this book being anti-Trump was kind of a shock to me. I know that you weren't aware of this, but, I mean, wasn't it your understanding that it was Hayden that was...
Yes. Well, what I'm aware of is that this is part of what Brennan is doing. The intelligence agencies have caught on that Donald Trump is going to massively reduce the intelligence agencies. All of the spying that's being done on the U.S. citizens, including with the Facebook and all the other social media spying on us and then censoring conservatives and libertarians, Donald Trump's going to pull all this in. Facebook and the others will be regulated through the Federal Trade Commission, and we're going to have the National Security Agency and others. I think even Julian Assange will be allowed to come back to the country once Donald Trump focuses on the issue without indictment. And we're going to begin to understand that everything we've been doing has been recorded by the NSA, all of our emails, all of our phone calls, every click we make on the Internet, comfortably taken up by Google and the others, that the Internet itself was created by the CIA, and the real Internet's controlled by the godfathers, the Larry Ellisons, the...
Which Obama even admitted in a slip of the tongue. I don't even think he realized he admitted that. Dr. Corsi, thank you so much. At Jerome Corsi on Twitter. Again, Michael Hayden's book to me just proves to you again it's the deep state, which Jerry has the book Killing the Deep State. Hayden, another member of the deep state that hates Trump. We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attack belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Okay, I am going to open up the phone line in the third hour, the phone lines, excuse me, for the third hour. But specifically, I want to talk to the audience about one thing. What do we do with the knowledge we have about the smartphones, the screen time, what it does to our psychology, our biology, our reproductive systems, our DNA even, with the radio waves blasting back and forth? What do we do moving forward? How do we implement a plan to curtail the reliance we have on new technology, or do we? Or do we just accept our fate and keep diving deeper and deeper until we can't even come up back to the surface? So I want dedicated phone calls just to that topic in the third hour. What do we do about the smartphone technology as they're about to roll out the AI, which has already been rolled out in kind of a soft rollout, that they're now kind of just introducing to you as, oh, it's here, accept it. You're seeing all the new commercials, the Google AI, the Microsoft AI, the AI in the smartphones. It's all there. And then you're starting to see some of the AI work or learn where if you search Google, it says that the Republicans are Nazis or that a Republican senator is a bigot. Well, that's not true, and it's not natural. That's the Google AI that is learning this because of the stuff that goes up online and that it sees. So it can't really, the AI, being as how it's AI, doesn't really
know what fake news is and what fake news isn't. So it kind of just absorbs everything as is and then cranks it back out as an algorithm based on the measurements of the data and learns that, oh, yeah, Republicans must be Nazis. That gets it's said everywhere, so that's the case. Oh, yeah, a senator, a Republican senator, obviously a bigot. It's all over social media. It's all in the news. Must be true. Of course, it's fake news. But this is all rolling out. But it gets even worse now because Apple is admitting more time on our smartphone is bad. So we're going to roll out. Oh, and then they have the app. I almost want to play the video again where they're like, yeah. Oh, thank God. This crew is so great. Apple is facing criticism about our increasingly, you know, pause it right there. I'm going to read this and then play the audio because this is so funny because this is what we're going to discuss in the next segment. And then have the ESPN app video after this too, because I want to talk about this in the entire third hour because I'm serious. I mean, we all suffer from this. I'm not acting above this, folks. I have my smartphone right next to my bed. Usually check it right before I go to bed, right when I wake up. See if I have anything work-related I need to address. I'm right there with you. Even though you don't really find me on social media, which I am proud of, I'm glad I don't have the Instagrams, the Facebooks, the Twitters, and all that. So glad. So much better. I'm still scouring for news on the internet, on Drudge, even on Twitter all day long. So I'm not trying to act like I'm above it. I'm in there with you. We're in this together. But let's go to the Apple video, guys. Here, put it back up. Let me read this. Apple is facing criticism about our increasingly unhealthy dependence on iPhones. Well, it's not really Apple's fault per se. I guess if they're rigging the screens to flicker at that rate, perhaps. But, I mean, you still choose to pick it up. And it's a cool technology. The company responded Monday with iOS features to help us monitor and limit our storage. Now, I'm about to tell you the irony of this, but let's pick up the video with audio right from there.
Screen time empowers you with both insight and control over how you spend your time.
And here it is, Apple facing the criticism. We have a dependence on iPhones. It's bad for our health. We have a new app to help you monitor your usage.
And it starts with reports. Every week, you get a weekly activity summary that details how you used your iPhone or iPad. You tap in.
And they all cheer. Okay, so you get it. So pause right there. So that's fine. So they give you this bar graph, and it shows you how you use your time the whole week, yada, yada, yada. Woo, thank you, Apple. Apple, Google, all of them, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, they have been doing that to you since you signed up. But now they realize the damage, or you realize the damage the smartphones and all the tech is doing to you. And so they're trying to virtue signal like, okay, we care. Let's show them what we've been doing to them, but let's act like we're doing it for them so that they can be healthier. Yeah, that'll work. And so then they say, here's the app. Monitor your behavior. Monitor your phone usage. We've been monitoring it for decades. Now it's your turn. Oh, man. So what do we do? I open up the phone lines for the entire third hour, 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-ALEX. Yeah, and you are actually seeing this in sales, where sales of smartphones are actually have actually already peaked and are now kind of trending downward. But we know about the negative side effects of cell phones. We know about the negative side effects of the screen time. Now we're learning about the negative side effects of the 4G and what's soon to be the 5G radio waves that are going to just destroy our environment. When it hits 6G, we'll be dead. So, but Apple doesn't point that out. Say, we're actually going to reconsider and look into the 5G here before we roll it out because there might be some serious negative health repercussions here. So we're going to dial that back. And the 4G is already kind of, you know, blistering you up inside with the radio waves. But we'll hold on for a minute. Let's look at this 5G for a second here. Let's see if we can really afford to roll this 5G out. Of course, they don't care. They don't care if the human domain dies. They're going to become machines and live forever. That's their plan.
So, yeah, create the 5G, the 6G, boils the environment, makes it impossible for humans to live unless they upload their brain to a computer chip. So, again, I open up the phone lines, 1-877-789-ALEX. What do we do about this? How do we beat the addiction to smartphones now with the dependence and the reliance we have on them for day-to-day activities, for work, for communication, what have you? But the craziest thing when you think about this is it wasn't long ago when smartphones didn't even exist. I mean, all you got to do is flash back, what, a decade, 15 years? You didn't even have a smartphone. Shoot, 15 years ago, if you had a camera attached to your phone, that was groundbreaking. But we've come so far in such a short period of time where now the dependence is habitual. Yeah, and then ESPN has the ad, we don't need to roll it again, where they're promoting their new app, and it's like, here's a guy at a party with friends, what is he doing? He's staring at his smartphone. Here's a guy walking on a beautiful beach, beautiful weather, beautiful day, what is he doing? He's watching his smartphone. Here's a guy surfing, he's got his surfboard, he's at the beach, but he's watching his smartphone. Here's a guy at breakfast, nice little breakfast diner, outside, what's he doing? Watching his smartphone. So then, oh yeah, well, what's the point? I might as well become a machine. I don't live in the real world as it is. I'm already living in my smartphone, so who needs the real world? So what do we do about this, folks? Again, I'm not asking to hear what you think. I mean, I'm serious. Like, what do we do? I'm in this with you. Yeah, there's pictures the crew's showing of the kids, children. Basically, you know, it used to be the television raised the kids. Now it's the smartphone. We played the intro coming into a segment this hour where people just looking at their smartphones, walk into pools, walk into holes, walk into each other, walk into traffic, get in car accidents. And you see where it goes. You see where this ends. So what do? How do we be proactive? Do we even want to stop this? So that's what I open up the phone lines with, and we'll do that for the entire third hour. But folks, please support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got a great crew, and we're looking for more crew members, and it's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that makes it all possible. Specials include free shipping store-wide, free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. Then you've got half off BrainForce Plus, half off Super Male Vitality, half off Immune Wall. Other popular products are half off, like Alpha Power. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of all the specials. People were asking me today, how much longer is this going to be going on? This is going to end by the end of this week. So if you want to take advantage of all the great specials at InfoWarsStore.com, do it before the end of the week and take advantage of the free shipping store-wide as well. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how we grow. You are our sponsors. We salute you. We'll be right back with your calls. Don't go anywhere.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to give them a library, to give them your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.